Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Create Your Life series. And today we are talking about the gift of choice as we create our lives with my good friend Jenny Watkins. And Jenny is here with us from South Africa. Jenny was on our show last season as well, back in the fall, and had a wonderful conversation, a wonderful time at that. And we were talking about going beyond mediocrity. And now it's about really, what is the gift of choice, you know, for you and in your life? And also at the same time, what have you noticed changing in your life since you started choosing for yourself and blah, 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 all that kind of wonderful stuff we're going to talk about and more. So Jenny was born in England and grew up in South Africa, where she is now. And she has always believed that there was more to life. So when she discovered Access Consciousness, she knew immediately that these were the tools and techniques that she had been looking for. And her background is varied, having practiced various modalities at the same time as furthering a successful corporate career and being a single mom. She was always looking to create a greater life for both herself and her son. And she has been working with the Access Tools for the last 6 years and facilitates BARS, the Foundation, Body Processes, Conscious Horse, Conscious Rider, and recently certified as a Being a Practitioner. So, you know, all of those modalities taken together, plus everything else that you're doing, Jenny, because I know you're very busy as well, doing other classes as well. It gives you a lot of different choices, right, as to how you would like to create your life.
It does. And for people who do enjoy doing something quite varied and don't enjoy doing the same thing over and over again, I would suggest to have lots of different ways of generating an income or even just different things to do. It doesn't necessarily have to generate an income because choosing a lot of different things is not linear. So even if something you're doing that you love creates an energy that brings in or generates income somewhere else, it doesn't look like it's directly linked, but it all contributes to each other. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. I found that Groundhog Day wasn't really good for me. Mm-hmm. Getting up in the morning, hitting the traffic, going to work, coming home in the traffic, taking a shower, going to bed, getting up in the morning, going to work, coming home. And I just, yeah, I found that I thought I was going to actually pop out of my skin eventually. Mm-hmm. That is the gift of choice, is you don't have to stay stuck in anything.
Absolutely. Thank you. And welcome to the show. I forgot to say welcome to the show. Just got right into the conversation. And you're right. I also do not, I'm not a big Groundhog Day person, you know. So when I was working in the government, I was like, I cannot do this for the next 20 years. That's what I was thinking. I think there's no way I could do this for the next 20 years. You know, same thing, go to work, do whatever I was doing, come home, exhausted, tired, drained, you know, and aches and pains. You know, it's so funny when I would walk into the building, the complex where I worked, and even before I got into the building, I would start to experience these aches and pains in my body. You know, it's like, what the heck? You know, even before I got in, and it's like, I cannot do this for the next 20 years. And so I made a different choice. And, but sometimes, right, Jenny, sometimes those choices can be uncomfortable because you don't know. Yep. What the future is going to bring, or you don't know sometimes what that choice is going to result in, right? So we don't know the end game a lot of times. We just, you know, it's like, you know what? It's like, okay, this is what I'm getting. I'm going to do this. And, you know, I'm going to either fall flat on my face or I'm going to fly.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's about making the irrational choices that you can't explain. Too. Most of the time when people were saying to me, but you had such a good career and you were such a, you know, and it was empowering for women to see me where I was because in our industry, there was a bit of a lag in terms of women being empowered and getting into managerial positions. And they just couldn't believe that I would give up a career and that kind of salary for pretty much something that is not well established in South Africa yet.
And not a sure bet.
No. And the biggest thing for me, because one of the most challenging aspects for me is to work with money issues, is to make that choice to to give up that salary with the points of view I had at the time and the what I perceived or what I created as the struggle with money didn't make any sense at all. I mean, if I'd really thought about it and done the pros and cons, I would never have left. But I just, there was just a part of me that knew if I didn't leave, something was going to happen. I can't say something was going to happen. I just knew I wasn't going to survive it. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking physically. I'm not like saying I would have checked out, but I just wouldn't have survived. I would have, yeah, something would have given if I hadn't chosen it. And, but for a long time, I thought I didn't have the choice because of the financial side.
And I totally get that. I had the same thing. You know, I was the major breadwinner. And then, I mean, I left the government after my husband and I even split. So it's like there was no salary and no other salary to count on, to bank on. Like, there's nothing, right? And so it's scary, yes, but it's like sometimes when you get that intuitive hit, that nudge, that, you know, it's like, I have to make a shift. I cannot do this anymore because I am going to die, you know, and it's that feeling that you do get sometimes, like, I'm going to die, whether, you know, however that plays out in your world. But it's like, you know, you get to that between a rock and a hard place and you got to choose, you know? So either I choose to stay and continue doing what I'm doing and be miserable, or I do something else completely different and not be miserable, but be in the unknown, right? Be totally in the unknown, not knowing where anything is going to show up from, and trusting, right? And trusting that irrational choice that you're making, because everybody in the world told me I was crazy. It's like, but, you know.
Yeah. And as crazy as people were thinking, you know, were saying to me, you're like, why are you doing this? And career and salary and whatever, there was also a whole lot of people that were coming to say, coming to me and saying, wow, I wish we could do this too.
Yeah.
You know, I wish we can't. And their perception was, we can't do it because we can't give up our salaries or whatever. So that is the no choice universe that most of us have been brought up in, that we don't think we've got choice. We think that you have to stay in certain situations for whatever the reason is, for the career, because you're the breadwinner, because of the salary, because of whatever it is. And yeah, it's to, if you can start looking at, there are so many different possibilities, and there's so much more choice available if you're willing to just kind of go past the fixed points of view that we've been brought up with.
Yes, and we have been entrained to and brought up with so many different fixed points of view, limiting points of view, that really get us to question, you know, it's like, are you serious? You know, it's like, you know, and it's like, I'm crazy. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next. And that was the thing people always ask me. It's like, well, what are you going to do next? I don't know. And what's going to happen to the kids? I don't know. What's going to, you know, like, what about this and that? I don't know, you know, and I will figure it out as I go along. And somehow it has managed to work out okay, you know? So it's like, you know, considering where I am now and everything, like it worked out even better than I could have thought.
It did, didn't it? You've moved countries, got married, you've had a whole new life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And that's the thing. It's like, I did not know that when I first made that first choice of, I can't do this anymore. I need something different. You know, I didn't know what's going to happen after that, right? I just continued to follow the energy of it and continue to ask questions, right?
Exactly.
So Wesley is saying, my personal experience working in a place where I didn't want to work completely stagnated me. Yep, with Access Tools, I left my job without the point of view that being self-employed is wrong. Now I'm fun employed. How does it get any better?
That's cool. I like that. I like fun employed. I'm gonna steal that. That's pretty cool.
Me too.
Fun employed. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you so much, Wesley. And absolutely, because, you know, for me as well, it's about having fun in life. For me, life is not about suffering and about stagnating, because that's exactly what I was feeling too, stagnated, right? And it's not about stagnating. It's about different experiences for me, fun experiences, joyful experiences. And then not necessarily modeling that or showing that, but being a model of that for my family and my friends, kids, and my kids, right? So, because I want them to know that, hey, something else is possible for you too.
Yeah, and there's lots of choices available.
For me, it's like, I want to have fun. I want to have ease. Right. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and just to let them know that they have so many choices available, and you don't have to do Groundhog Day. And since I spoke to you last year on the show, I think the cottage had just been sold that I was living in, and I was having to look for a new place to live. Yeah. I can't remember if that happened just before or just after. Anyway, so it's interesting when you are making choices. Here's some things that I have become aware of, is when you're looking to make a choice and to change something, like a job or a house or a place to live, whatever, is there's some moments where you've got to be willing to give up your attachment to what you already have.
Mm-hmm.
So you give up the attachment to the job, to destroy and uncreate those and let those go. And I had to give up my attachment to the cottage, because that had been my dream fantasy, right? To go and live in an equestrian area so I could stay with horses and ride more and whatever. And I'm like, oh, here, I'm out of corporate. And I don't want to say out of corporate, because I'd still like to work in corporate. I just want to do it differently. Mm-hmm. But I've left employment to become fun employed. Mm-hmm. And I'm now around the horses, and I'm in this lovely cottage with this huge area for the dogs and the cats to run around in. And now the house is being sold, and I got to find somewhere else. And I didn't find somewhere else until I'd given up my attachments to the cottage. Mm-hmm. So I had to destroy and uncreate all that attachment. So if you're struggling to make some choices, maybe consider how attached you are to the things that you perceive, where you think you're going to leave something behind or you're going to lose something. And then keep on asking, how does it get better than this? And then I got a hit in January to come down to Cape Town. And I mean, playing with moving to Cape Town for years, it just hadn't really shown up yet. I mean, they had a couple of times shown up, and just some other things were on the go that it wasn't quite right for me at the time. And within one day, I'd found this amazing cottage in a little valley called Noortuk, and I'm surrounded by mountains on one side, sea on the other, and across the road is a humongous field full of horses, and there's a wine farm that I can walk to.
Nice.
And I'm going, well, there you go. I mean, and what is so magical about that whole thing is, like, where I kept on asking, what else is possible? How does it get better than this? Mm-hmm. How can this show up greater than I can ever imagine? The cottage that I'm in has got a very similar energy to the cottage I was in before. It's also thatch. It's bigger because I asked for a bigger place with an extra bathroom, whatever. And it even has, in the kitchen, it has little hooks for mugs that I had in the other kitchen. I'm going, how does the universe do that? To like match a cottage that is like similar to what I had, but now it's greater. And I moved the animals and everything down there with so much ease.
I love that. How does it get any better than that?
Well, exactly. And that choice, that gift of that choice, was not a rational choice either. That was an irrational choice too, because people were saying, but what about your business? You know, you're just getting momentum now and it's just getting started, and you know, you're getting known and getting momentum and blah, blah, blah. And you know, there's no water, because I moved down to Cape Town and they've had a major drought here. So there's huge water restrictions. We're only allowed to use 50 liters of water per day per person, which is kind of interesting to learn to live with. But I kind of going, I don't care. I just like, it's going to rain. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to ask for the rain to show up. I'm not going to think drought, drought, drought. It's like, I'm going to ask for the rain to show up, mm-hmm. which it has. I mean, it's started early and we've had some great rain so far. But I can't explain why I did it. It just was, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years' time? It felt light and expansive. Yeah. And I just arrived down here. The animals fitted in. They just settled. It was all fantastic. They love it. The dogs love the beach. They love the sea. They go to restaurants with me when I go and get coffee or have a breakfast. They just fitted right into this whole environment. And they'd never been to the sea, the beach. They'd never been on a plane. They hadn't been in a crate. They'd never been to a restaurant. There was no – people say, well, how have you settled in? I'm going – I don't even know that I had to settle in. Mm-hmm. I just arrived and now I live here. You know what I mean? It was just awesome. But it's not to say there wasn't some sticky patches along the way either, because, you know, there were other things that I had to deal with having made this choice.
Mm-hmm.
But if you follow the energy, like you said, this is where I really followed the energy, because it wasn't really a small choice. This was quite a thing to leave my friends, my family, everything mm-hmm. up in Joburg. I mean, they're not far away, but I still moved away.
Minor farther.
Sorry?
It's a minor farther. Minor eight hours away by plane.
Yeah, mine are just under two, so it's not too bad. But it's when you follow the energy, there's a knowing in that when you're following the energy. There's a knowing that you know that you know. You can't explain it. It doesn't make rational sense, but you're going anyway.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that you've got to be willing to do, is when you've been given these gifts of choices, that you don't have to stay stuck in whatever it is you're stuck in, that you've got to be willing to do it without a reason.
Yeah, it just, for me, the reason is it feels good, you know.
Yeah,
this feels good, feels joyful, feels light, feels expansive. Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. How I don't even think about the how. It's like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do, and then it's like, then I keep asking questions. Okay, what would it take for this to show up with ease? That's my next question. Yeah. Always, you know.
Yeah.
And exactly. what else is possible and what's next and it's like, When I start to get into my head and, you know, the doubts start to come up or some of the fears start to come up, I automatically go back to, it's like, okay, hold on. Like getting back into my body, back into my heart space, back into that expansive feeling of that energy of whatever it is that I'm following. It's like, okay, that's what I want. Okay, cool. Yes. All right. And what else is possible? You know, to get me out of the mind chatter and then the mind games that my mind likes to play. It's like, it was like, no, let's go back to that. And so, you know, that's helpful, is to, you know, anytime you start to have those doubts and fears, come back to that energy that, you know, you like and that feels expansive for you.
Yeah. And it's, and I like that, because for me, it's like, if I started to get wonky with something like money or whatever it is, then I go, there's an energy that I've perceived that is possible with money, where there's peace and there's ease. There's like just peace and ease. And I like that. So that is similar to the energy you're describing, right? It's like, okay, because the minute you're not in that energy, you've gone to the mind. And then the thoughts, feelings, and the emotions are coming through, the points of view are coming through, the judgments are coming through, the conclusions, the computations. Then you start getting caught up into the spiral of the how.
Yes.
And that is really not your job to do. So this is, and that's a bit of a control thing. So that's, I mean, I'm a big control freak. I have to work a lot at not trying to control stuff. And when I get caught up in the how, when I'm asking for something, and then I get caught up in the how of that, that's when I'm like, oh no, and that's the mind game, right? And then it starts that whole mm-hmm. and then if you get to that space again of ease and peace and going, I don't have to work out the how, that's not my job, the universe will sort out the how, I've just got to ask, be willing to receive.
And go ahead, there was something I was going to say, but it's not coming, so go ahead, it'll come.
Okay. And then, and to drop your barriers, because when something's going to show up for you, it's not going to show up the way you think it's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Even this house didn't show up. I mean, I don't even remember making the appointment to see this house, which was kind of bizarre. I had this whole list of houses to go and see when I came down on my little house seeking mission. And I had an appointment in my diary for the Friday morning. And I said to my friend, I don't remember this house. Mm-hmm. I don't remember looking at it. And I don't remember making the appointment. It was kind of like so weird. And I walked through the front door and I'm going, okay, here's my house. I didn't even look around. I just knew immediately that this was the house.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the ease that can, when you use the access tools, that's the ease of what can occur for you if you use them. If you're not using them, or if for me personally, if I don't use them, it's like it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I nearly said a swear word. It just doesn't work. I just get so caught up in my head and in the mind chatter because I'm a big head tripper. I like being solution orientated and fixing the problems and being in control. I mean, it's like, I suppose that's how you build a career, right? Mm-hmm. But it's just, there's a lot more ease and there's and less anxiety because I would, if I go into that, I get anxiety. I get quite stressed and then I can wake up at like all kinds of hours in the morning. Doesn't happen often, but it did happen when I first moved down. And it took me a while to get through that because when I came down, I was trying to rationalize my choice.
Right.
And then I was trying to think, okay, so why am I here? I've left all my friends and family behind. So what's going on? So how am I going to do this? What are the, you know what I mean? And I went into that whole thing. And it took me a couple of weeks actually to get through that, probably because I wasn't using the tools like I should have been. I was a bit more addicted to the mind at the time, but trying to rationalize the choice, it just messes it up. There's like, how do you, it takes away the fun when you do something like that.
And that's, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned that because, you know, it's true. Sometimes we don't use the tool. Sometimes we forget. And then it's like, we get stuck, you know, in our mind, in the yuck and the guck, and it's like, oh yeah, and then you go back and you start using, it's like, oh yeah, okay, cool, you know. So it happens to everybody. So please don't judge yourself if you're not using the tools as much as you would like or whatever. It's okay. Just start now.
Yep.
Right. Just do it now.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly it, because judgment's not going to get you anywhere. Judgment is so destructive.
Yeah.
It doesn't ever, ever, ever create more. It never does. However, we are pretty entrained to judging ourselves in mm-hmm. this, you know, in our, the way we got brought up. Most people have been taught to judge. It's almost like you're being judged to control you, or you're judging yourself to control yourself, or you think that by judgment you're going to be a good person. I don't know. We have some weird stuff going on with judgment, but
yeah, just
never gets you anywhere. Just yeah, exactly. Just stop it.
Just stop.
Stop it.
Oh, good mention. If you have a question, you can raise your hand. There's a button that says raise your hand, or you can, you know,
wave at us.
Wave wildly, and I'll see you. Or you can type it into the chat. So, Caroline, I know you have a question.
It's not so much a question as it is, I guess it is. So I have, I don't know how to say it. So if I say, what's my life going to look like in 5 years from now if I make this choice? Because you guys are talking my language today, horses, mountains, quitting my government job, you know, all of it.
Oh, a good combination.
So you had a little talk before the show and said, let's talk to Caroline. So, yeah. So when I think, because I'm right at the edge of, you know, I've been talking to my husband and saying, I can't do this anymore. I don't know if I want to wait. I've got 2.5 years before my full retirement pay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're hanging in there for. But when I say, where would my life, what decision is lighter, because there's so much fear and survival in me, that survival instinct, I can't find that what's lighter or not. That's the question.
Yeah.
How do I find what's lighter when everything feels heavy?
Yeah. And that's quite a good question, because when you're like an emotion, it's, I'm going to say emotionally involved in the question, because there's so much stuff attached to it. The first thing I would suggest is to ask, what will my life be like in 5 years time, not look like? Because you're asking for awareness of the energy of what it's going to create. If you're asking for what it's going to look like, then it's like the house with the white picket fence and the horse putting his face through the kitchen window getting his morning carrot, right? I know you. I'm like, I've been there. So ask, what will my life be like if I choose this in 5 years time? And so all the thoughts, emotions, points of view, judgments, decisions, conclusions, computations, all those things are designed to just get you to cut you off from your awareness. And this is where you can kind of say where the rubber meets the road. You either, because that's the gift of choice, you can choose to go there to the mind, or you can choose to work with the space of being. Now, I know this is easier said than done. So practice it on stuff that doesn't count so much and what is not so significant to you right now, so that you can get back in tune with your body to get a sense of what's light and heavy for you. I actually heard Gary on the other day on Global Foundation. He was so funny. Somebody also said, I'm not quite getting this light and heavy thing. So he said, well, do you know when to change your underwear? She said, yes. He says, that's light. You kind of know. So play with some options. Play with, okay, so if I stay, what would it take for me to have fun? You know, you could play with it. It's like, okay, if I stay for my 2 years to get my full retirement pension, how can I make this fun for me? You know, what else can show up? Who can I add, or what can I add to what I'm doing? Maybe, what if I could get a different job within the same organization that will make it more fun or expand, or, you know, because to leave is not the only option. Mm-hmm. But often when we get caught in that space where we're just like so stuck, we're feeling so stuck, the only thing we consider is leaving. And then when you're, and I remember I did this for a long time. I actually was having a chat to Cass one day. Mm-hmm. And she says, yeah, but you're choosing to leave from reaction, not from choice. Mm-hmm. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. And then at some point I switched it and I said to her, okay, I'm going now. She says, yeah, now that feels lighter because now it feels like choice, not reaction. Mm-hmm. So if you can destroy and uncreate all the places and spaces where you're in reaction to having to stay and the 2 years and you're done and all that. So just keep on working on that until you can get to that space where you're now neutral, where it's genuine choice. It's like, I can stay or I can go, but I'm now choosing from a neutral space. I'm going to say neutral. I'm not sure if neutral is the right word, but it's like you're now neutral on it, right? There's no emotion attached to it. There's no thoughts or feelings. It's like, cool, what would I really like to do now? Instead of that resistance and the reaction to having to stay. So here's the thing, you don't have to stay. You do have choice. But have you somehow put yourself into the space where you don't have choice? And is that why you're feeling so stuck? So what are those things that have made you feel like you have no choice? What is that? Is it the money thing, or is it?
Yes.
Is it only the money?
Because if it wasn't for money, I'd be gone today. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So, are you comfortable using the clearing statement, Laura?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Cool. So everything that is touched by Godzilla, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, papalon, and short boys and beyonds. So, if money wasn't the issue, what would you choose?
Mm-hmm. I mean, joy pops up right away, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't live in this house. I would live on land. I would live near the mountain.
Okay. Yeah. So start asking for that. Mm-hmm. And it's and every time, and here's the thing is, when you're asking for something, you're always asking with the money attached to it. That's the programming, right? We ask for something. And we've always got this thing, but there's money attached to this. You know, if this is going to occur, I have to sort it out the money thing somehow. Mm-hmm. So if you can always ask your questions. So this is when you're asking your question. Okay, so maybe, too, here's another thing. Is like what I've noticed, too. If I'm not clear on the question that I'm asking, I get a fuzzy awareness. Then I'm not sure if it's light or heavy or yes or no or whatever, because I'm not actually asking, I'm not congruent with the energy of the ask, or I'm not congruent with the energy of the question, because you've asked a question, but you've got a lot of points of view attached to it at the same time. So the points of view are all confusing you and like making it all fuzzy. So if you can like be clear on asking, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years' time? And not bounce into, but I have a money problem, or this is going to happen, or that's going to happen, or whatever. So that I kind of get really present with the question when you're asking, and see if that doesn't create a bit more ease with your awareness, with your light and heavy.
And Jenny, what about having a spouse that has different wants? So my wants may not be.
I think just tie him up and drag him behind the car on the way there.
I was going to say something similar. Like, Caroline, it doesn't matter what he wants. You know, when you're asking a question for yourself, you know, like you're asking, okay, what would my life be like in 5 years if I choose this?
Yeah.
In that moment, because whenever I've asked that question, I have not included anybody else in my computation at all. It's just like, if I choose this, what would my life be like in 5 years? Without any expectations, without any, he has to come with me, they have to come with me, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. It's just, this is what I want. And it's all turned out great. It's like, it's been magical. So it's like, somehow the universe works it all out in some way so that, you know, the people either go with you or they don't, and it's okay. It works out for everybody in the end. I don't know. That's how it worked for me. I don't know what the actual explanation is. Jenny, maybe you know.
Well, we'll ask different questions because I personally ditched the husband, but not recently, but a while ago. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So no, let's get serious. So here again, ask the question without the concern that you have about your spouse, without the concern about the money, without the concern about where's the land, without the concern about whatever. Drop all that and just be congruent with the energy of the ask of that question. Then when you get that, okay, it will create more for me if I choose this. Awesome. Now, what will it take for my spouse to join me and for this to be fun and for us to co-create together and contribute to each other? And what if this choice can work for him too? And stay in the questions with that as well. I mean, I don't know what the concerns are with him. Is like, does he not like living in the country, or is he more worried about the money, or, you know, then you can start asking him questions. So what would make it fun for you? You know, if the money wasn't the issue and we do go, what would you like to occur? You know, what, you know, like ask him questions that makes it fun for him too.
And I was just going to say, don't make him or his presence be a limitation for you to create what you would like. Don't let that be stop you from even beginning to even start creating.
I think I think I'm less stuck with, because I'm willing to just give everything up, sell the house, sell everything, and just go, okay, here I am. Where do you want to take me now? And we always come back to, but we've only got 2 more years. So it's just a vicious circle that we keep coming back in and go, well, we're limiting ourselves, saying we have to have at least this amount of money, which comes from our pension, to live, instead of just being open to, we're going to live and see what happens.
Yeah, and what if it's not a see what happens? What if it's you're going to live and create more? Because it's not the end. You see, this is the thing, is if you're taking early retirement, what are the points of view and what does retirement mean? Kind of like you stop creating, right? It's like, especially if you don't have the money, then you sit on the front patio on your rocking chair.
And that's exactly what it
waiting
is.
To die.
We have this much money. What do we want to do with this much money? It's all very.
Yeah. Cool. So here's a question you can ask. What irrational choices can we make with our money today that will create more?
Yeah.
And see what shows up. Play with it. Do you know what I mean? You can play with this without having to even like decide, okay, in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to resign. Mm-hmm. You can start playing with all these questions and throw everything up in the air and see what happens. But it's not like a see what happens and just allow, how can I put this? It doesn't mean to say you're not creating your life. The see what happens is to see what the universe is going to contribute to you, but you've got to still ask.
And you still
It's not a passive see what happens. Exactly. It's like you still asking questions. What will it take? What will be fun? What can show up? What other business ideas are there? What is, you know what I mean? It's like there's so much. Here's the thing. You're trying to decide what those things are from the mind. And the mind can only give you what it's already experienced. What if there's some other stuff out there that's available that the universe can gift to you if you would just open it up and ask for all the different choices that are available.
Yeah, I have to be more open because I don't think I've ever truly believed or felt that the universe has had my back. So, yeah.
Okay. So here's where you make the demand of you to have your own back. Mm. And whatever that means to you, for me, it means no more judging, no more going down the poop pile, sorry, the big black hole, whatever that is, right? It's like, that's how you have your back. And the universe will match that for you and bring you more. You remember, the universe is matching you. So if you feel like the universe doesn't have your back, do you have your own back? So I would look at that and look at changing that. It's where you're not happy to get, like, have your own back.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. And be willing to be the source. Remember, the company you work for is not the source. And that's a big thing, right? Everybody thinks the governments are going to take care of us. Hmm. Well, I hope nobody in South Africa thinks that, because that's good luck to you. Like, got to be willing to be the source. Doesn't matter where you are the source. Whether you're employed or fun employed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, so hopefully that helps, Caroline. I think so. I think there's something else there, but you can start with some of these questions and processes and go from there. Okay? Cool. Thank you. And Wesley says, what is a great way to not be vested in the outcome of any situation? Good question.
Probably drugs, I would think. No, joking. Just anything to shut down the mind. Mm-hmm. To destroy and uncreate all your projections and expectations. So every time you feel an attachment come up to something, to an outcome, destroy and uncreate all your projections and expectations that you have of whatever that is you're looking to create. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And get quite diligent with that.
Yeah, that's something I have a hard time with as well, how to not be vested in the outcome. It's like, because I'm a control freak. So, you know, it's like, okay, if I do this, then this is how it should show up. And if I do this, then this is how it should, and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, just destroying and create all the projections, expectations, separations, and judgments of how, of that outcome, period.
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, talk, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. And for those of you who don't know, that's the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. You can go to the clearing statement to find out more about it, but it's kind of like a magic wand that the energy that's brought up gets cleared, you know? So
yeah,
I do it all the time, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you'll start to get a sense. So Wesley, what will happen is at some point you'll start to get a sense of space of it as you're creating, because it's, and then there's a fun and there's an adventure then, because there's a discovery. You have no idea how this is going to show up or what it's going to bring. And also, it won't be linear. So this is the whole thing as well. We think if we do this and we do that, you're going to get this. Mm-hmm. And that's a very linear way of looking at things. But if you destroy and create all your projections and expectations of how you think it should show up, then there's an adventure in there, because then you have no clue. And it's like, oh, how cool is this? But it's to get out of the control mode. Oh, here's another one that I really enjoy using when I find I'm attached to the outcome. What energy, space, and consciousness can I, my body, be to be out of definition, out of limitation, out of control, out of definition, out of limitation, out of form, structure, and significance, out of linearities, and out of concentricities for all eternity with total ease. Everything not allowing that. Times by God, so then you destroy and uncreate it all, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, and
that was a mouthful. Yeah, so that's the one.
Okay, so what energy, space, and consciousness can I, my body, be to be out of control, out of definition, out of limitation? Out of form, structure, and significance, out of linearities, and out of concentricities for all eternity with total ease. And everything not allowing that, times by Godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, bottle, nine, short boys, and beyond. And I just find that, and to destroy and uncreate my predictions, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections that I have of anything, of how this is going to show up, all the attachments. Yeah, those are my two favorites. And also you could even use interesting point of view. I have that point of view.
Yeah, and I love that one.
There's another awareness I got the other day. Sorry, I've got a little, can you see my little light bulbs going ding, ding, ding,
yes.
ding, ding? So the other day I had an awareness that I was actually being a superior asshole. Here I am asking the universe I'm creating and I'm asking for the universe's contribution. But then I'm trying to figure out how it's going to show up. And I'm attached to the outcome too. And I'm going, where do I think that I know more than the universe? You know, that's like a bit of a superior asshole kind of point of view. Anyway, interesting point of view. So that helped me too. I'm being a little bit, yeah.
Yes, it's I love that. I like that one a lot, the interesting point of view. I have that point of view about whatever that happens to me. And also the whose lies, what lies, and how many lies am I using to create blah, blah, blah that I'm choosing. Because a lot of times it's all lies, right? And then you just run and create all that time, the godzillion, good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pock, online, shorts, poison, beyond.
And just consider that if you're attached to the outcome, that you've got a specific picture or something of how you think it should be showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And what if the universe can bring something greater and you're getting in the way of that?
Yes. Yes. Yep.
That's an ouch, right? It's like, oh, ouch.
Yep, ouch. And especially with our doubts, you know, with our, you know, our, wow, I'm just like, wow. With all of our doubts, we start to destroy our creations and destroy whatever the universe is bringing to us. We're like, yeah, good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all night, chores, boys, and beyond.
Well, here's an interesting thing. I've been looking at the creation and actualization because your choices are creating. Right. So every time you choose something, it creates something.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you create. However, to get it to show up, you have to ask for it to actualize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all the doubts and the fears and the whatever it is that you're allowing to get in the way are actually stopping it showing up or actualizing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I kind of got a bit of a ping on that one too. I'm going, oh, okay. So you have to ask, do you really have to ask again, or do you have to just ask for it to actualize and show up, and what will it take?
Yeah, to ask for it to actualize, and whatever gets in the way of that, destroy and create all that.
Yeah.
As well. Right?
Yeah, and also ask what action is required.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good, thank you. Great.
And then watch the magic.
Exactly, and then, you know, also be willing to receive the magic that the universe brings you every day and that shows up in your life in response to not just the questions that you're asking, but just because you're you and the universe does like to gift to you all constantly, all the time. So gratitude is going to help a lot in that as well. So Wesley had another question about turning a statement into a question. Goodness gracious. What is a great way to turn a statement into a question?
Like a conclusion, where you've got a conclusion with a question mark on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's still a conclusion.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Stays a conclusion. Yeah.
So you can ask. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to actually ask Wesley another question. So exactly do you mean by that?
So at the moment, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So, yes, hello. I've like got my bed here. I'm in bed.
Cool.
So how I see it is like you've decided you want something and you come to a conclusion that that's what it's going to be. So you turn that statement into a question. And what is the fine line between deciding you want something and you want it just like that? Do you see where I'm going? I can't even put this into words.
Okay. Right. We'll just do some magic with this and see what we can pull out of your head. Yeah. So first of all, I'm not saying this. I mean, I know you know this, that to say I want something means you lack something.
Yeah.
So you could say, what will it take for this to show up?
Mm-hmm.
whatever it is. So what will it take for more people to show up in my class? What will it take for me to have more clients? And so you can change it into what will it take? And you're asking for something.
Can I just add, you can also do what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to be the energy of whatever it is that you would like to have, for example. I don't know. I got something and then it left. It's like, oh, shoot. Where was I?
Just wait for the train to come back. We'll wait. Circling.
It'll come back. Because that wasn't it. It wasn't that. It was like, it was something else I was saying. So sorry, keep going, Jenny, and then it'll come back to me.
It's gone. You took it on your train. It left the station. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can just ask, what will it take for this to show up? And what will it take for this to show up with ease? And what? Mm-hmm. So when you're asking what energy, space, and consciousness can I, my body, be, what you're doing is you're going into the energy of what you're asking for. And then when, so if you're asking for money and you want to, money is an energy, and to ask for money to show up, if you're the energy of money, which has now been coined as manergy, if you want to be the energy of manergy, you can ask what energy, space, and consciousness can I and my body be to be the energy of money with total ease. Mm-hmm. Is that what you were kind of trying to say?
Yeah.
Before the train left the station.
Yeah, exactly. That was it. That was so much closer.
That was it.
Okay. I don't know where I was going, but yeah, that was it.
Yeah. So instead of saying I want, you can say what will it take. Even I desire, you could ask rather what will it take for this to show up with ease. Always add with ease.
I always add with ease. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can also, you know, ask the question, what irrational choice can I make today to have, you know, money, or to be the energy of money, or to actualize more money today? You know, that's always good too, because it's going to take you out of what you know, the linearity, right? And the rationalization.
Mm.
No.
And remember, you don't have to work out the how. You don't have to work out the how. That's the universe's job. The universe does that.
Yeah. So, Wesley, does that help at all?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, no, I feel like I'm totally out of it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we've either Friday's brain or we're talking rubbish.
My brain is fried. So, Larry was asking, please take the previous long statement to read what energy, space, and consciousness can my body...
Oh, the clearing.
It was a long one. I have it on my phone. It's like the audio. And that's something that you want to run or ask consciously many times a day if you can. You know, it's not just do it once and that's it. You know, a lot of these processes and a lot of these questions, you ask a lot until you get the sense or the awareness that that energy has shifted a little bit. But continue living your life. Continue creating. Continue having fun, right? Don't stop. Don't wait, you know, for something to happen before you start to create. Just keep creating and keep asking questions. So I was asking questions today myself, and I always ask, or I always add truth at the beginning, because I have a really strong mind. So truth. You know, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? Or truth, if I don't choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years, right? I ask that, I add the truth so that I can get around the back door of my mind being more predominant at times, or if I have an agenda. Right? We all have...
You have an agenda, really?
When you ask a question,
we never have agendas. We're never attached to the outcome.
Never. And those secret agendas that we don't even know are there. It's like, yeah, okay,
yeah.
So hopefully that's what you're talking about, Larry, to the chat now. Sorry, go ahead.
Hopefully I put it in correctly. One of these,
yeah, looks nice and long.
Limitation. Concentrate. Okay, it looks pretty close.
It looks pretty good.
I've put limited. It's supposed to be limitation. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Anybody else have any question? Anything coming up? Anything popping? Anything like, or he's like saying, "Oh my God, they're fried." He's like, "Yeah, yeah, we are. I know, I am." Like,
yeah. So we always have choice. We always have choice, and there's always more than one choice.
Ah, that's the only thing. That's the other thing. There's always more than two choices.
Yeah, there's infinite choice.
Infinite choice, unlimited possibilities, yeah. Right? Infinite possibilities. And so sometimes you might have to tell yourself that a lot to say there's more than one choice and there's more than these two choices and what else is possible? And what other choices are available to me that I have not even imagined or thought of, right?
Yeah.
So ask that too. What other choices are possible that I have not even thought of or imagined?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's a great question too, yeah.
Before we forget, is like Jenny is offering her 15-minute sessions again this time around. And I know some of you who are on the call today or who are going to listen or watch later, took Jenny up on her offer last season as well. So Jenny, you want to talk about that really quickly?
Sure. I'm offering free sessions. They're basically clearing sessions with a bit of SOP attached or included. And they're actually quite a lot of fun. You don't have a lot of time to go into your story. So you pretty much get to the core of what it is that you want to change. And then we change it and then we're done. So it's like a little mini power session. I enjoy them a lot. They're good fun.
So that is on the gifts page, and I'll put the link also in the email later. And that's the thing with sometimes when you're working with somebody, you don't need to go into a lot of the story. You can just say, well, this is what's coming up. And then, you know, with the verbal processing and the SOP energy and so on and so forth, you can get to the core of it and clear it like that. You know, so it can be really quick and helpful. I worked with Jenny last week. I was going through something. I don't even remember what it was now. And so I called her and I said, "Hey, do you have a second?" And she goes, "Yeah, what's up?" And, it was 15 minutes, less than that. And then we talked about other stuff, of course. But, it didn't take long. It was great. It was great. You know, she was able to clear stuff right away. And so when you're asking, this was something that I was going to mention earlier, I guess, but when you are asking these questions of yourself and you're not getting a clear yes or no or light or heavy or anything, sometimes it does help to ask somebody else to ask you those questions. Yeah. That helps. So if you need to get somebody else to ask a question, do that. Because sometimes we get stuck in our own points of view, our fixed points of view, our own stories and the emotions that are attached to them. And, we're not getting the clarity. And you can ask, okay, what would it take for me to have clarity with ease around this, whatever this is? I know there's
that's a great question. Theory. Yeah. So what would it take to have total clarity what would it take to have clarity with this with total ease?
Yeah.
What would it take to have clarity with this with total ease? Yeah, it's a great question. Because you must remember, the mind always wants to be right. So if you're stuck in the mind, it's gonna loop you over the same thing over and over again, insisting that you've got to make this right and that you've got to prove that it's right. And when you're doing that, you're not going to get clear on what the issue is and get to the core of what it is that you can clear so that you can move on and choose something else. And that probably is what limits your choice, is when you're getting stuck in the mind and trying to be right. Sorry, absolutely. I have a reminder to run my money bot tonight.
Oh, I love that. So, yeah, can you share that with us, Jenny? Like, what does that mean? What are you going to do?
To run the money bot?
Yeah.
Oh, for everybody that's had their bars run before or had gone to a bars class, you can ask your bars to run. Don't run more than three at a time, because if you're doing it at night, you won't sleep or you might get a headache or it might be too intense. And at the moment, I'm working with some money stuff. So what I do is I ask for my power band to activate. So I activate power band, attach to my money bar, and run all night. But you can do it on any bar or mm-hmm. more than one bar. Just don't do more than three.
Mm-hmm. And it's less. And then, you know, I usually say it three times just because I like threes. And then, you know, good, bad, right, wrong, quad, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And, you know, and that's it. And then go to sleep. I tend to do the how does it get any better than this, you know, 10 times as well, just for myself and what else is possible here, just to get me out of my head. And I always do at nighttime too, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory, 10 times.
I do that every night too.
You know?
As well.
And it's not about getting into the habit of it, but I found that when I do it, I become more space. I'm trying to, you know, understand what that is exactly, and I'm not. It's like, I don't know, I just become more space. I just become more expanded. It's like the energy of me or who I am just expands even more, and there's more space. So I do that with everything.
Yeah, there's also that when you talk about that, you become more space. One thing I've become more aware of recently as well is when I'm being more space, there's an awareness there of possibilities. I just don't know what they are yet, but then it allows me to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
For me, it's about allowing me to just be me without all the thoughts in my head, you know, jumbling around, you know.
Yeah.
It allows me to be me, and it quietens the mind, which is what we're always searching for, right? And then when the mind is quieter, you're able to perceive and receive those whispers from the universe more clearly, you know, or those possibilities that you're asking about more clearly, or, you know, so something will just come to you. It'll just be, you know, different opportunities and possibilities that just start to show up with much more ease because you're being more space. And so you can, you're able to tap in or receive them more clearly. I don't know. I don't try and understand anymore. I just know that, you know, it's working for me. And so if something is working for me, I'm going to do it. And that's what I like to share with everyone is when something's working. Okay.
Yeah. I've got this little tagline at the moment where I say you're either in a state of mind or a space of being.
Hmm. Ah, I like that. You're either in a state of mind or a space of being.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. All right. And with that, I'm suddenly like, whoo, so hot. So that's a very powerful statement, Jenny. I like it. It's
thank you.
Doing stuff. Wow. Like sweating all of a sudden. It's like, holy smokes. All right. So anybody else have any, Mary, did you have a question? I see you're unmuted. No, yes, maybe. I'm going to assume that's a no, Mary. All right, cool. You just maybe just unmuted by accident. Okay, cool. All right, so yeah, please do take advantage of the session with Jenny. If you can, she's amazing. And just clear something that's coming up for you. You know, get that over and done with, and so that you can create more of your reality, so that you can really have more choices and be the space of infinite possibilities. Okay. And wow, what else is going on here? Whew, wow, my goodness, why am I suddenly so hot? And so don't ask why. It's like, just it's fine. Pop and pop, pop and pop, pop and pop. Something is shifting and changing. I'm all good. All right, so Jenny, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us? Any events coming up? Any classes coming up?
I've actually got a few classes coming up in Joburg. I'm flying up to Joburg on the 17th, and I'm doing a BARS, a foundation, Conscious Source, Conscious Writer, 7 Steps to Flawless Communication, and a Conscious Conversations Evening.
Wow.
There's a few things on the go.
Yeah. Wow. Busy.
Here's another thing. I mean, starting a book club next week on the projections, expectations, separations, judgments, rejections. Everybody's welcome. It's for free. So if you can get my email address from here somewhere, mm-hmm. or I'll just put it in the chat quick. Please send me an email, and then we can link in. The first one is next week, Tuesday at 7:00.
Cool.
And that is like, I don't know if you've read that book yet.
I love it. I have read it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I read it. And I'm going, oh, I so want to read this again. And it would be a lot of fun if we could do it with some other people too. So I'm starting a book club next week.
Okay,
everyone's
cool.
Welcome.
So what I'll do is, in the email that's going to go out, I will put information about the book, and I'll put your email in it as well, so that people can buy the book as well and contact you. So 7 o'clock on, like, once a week?
Tuesday. I will set because of the classes I've got the following week, I'm not quite sure when I'm going to do the next call. But the first one is the 15th of May at 7 o'clock.
Perfect. 7 p.m. Cape Town time.
Yes. Which happens to be the same as European time, so we're okay.
Yes. Same time as me, so it's perfect. Oh, perfect. So I'll be there on the call because I love that book. It's amazing. So I'll put the link in the email as well. So good. Cool. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jenny. And thank you so much, everyone, for your questions and your contributions and for being with us today. 7 p.m. where? 7 p.m. South Africa time. So same time as here. So that would be 1 p.m. your time, Caroline. Yeah. So 1 p.m. Eastern. I think that's 10 a.m. Pacific. 6 p.m. UK.
Is that Zoom or Skype or just phone?
Jenny, how are you going to do that, Jenny?
Sorry, my internet went a little bit wonky. What was the question?
The book club, is it going to be Zoom or
Skype? It's going to be Zoom.
Zoom.
Cool. Yep.
I like Zoom. Yeah.
I'll be joining from work, so you'll just see my name. So I'll just be typing. I won't be able to talk.
Okay.
Cool. Perfect. Yep. That works.
Awesome. I look forward to having you.
Yay. Cool. All right.
We get to play some more.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, everyone. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.